Das Chazor says, "Nesh belchach zeshargam v'mi Yehuda mitzechdas gittin daf samachvav." Zokt the Mishnah: if a person was thrown into a pit, and he says, "Whoever hears me should write a get for my wife." Those who hear his voice should write a get for his wife and give it to her. Fact tomorrow, why are we not concerned that maybe it was a shade who yelled it out? Rabbi Yehuda said they talking about where they saw a human form that was calling out. Shadim can take on human forms as well. Mara says they saw that the form had a shadow, which a shade does not have. Fact tomorrow, shadim also have shadows. Mara says he saw a shadow of the shadow, which is something that a shade does not have. Fact tomorrow, why are we not concerned that maybe it was like the tsara, the co-wife, who called that out just to cause problems? Rabbi Shmuel told a bris that in times of danger, like this man in a pit, we're makel to have the get written and given, even though we're less than 100% sure, because this may be the only opportunity for this woman to get divorced. Zok the Mishnah: if a healthy person says, "Write a get for my wife," he is doing so only to taunt his wife, since he did not instruct it to have it delivered. It once happened that a healthy person said, "Write a get for my wife," and after the get was delivered, he went onto a roof, fell off, and died. Rabbi Shmuel said, if he fell off, meaning because he committed suicide, then the get is valid. But if the wind blew him off, and that way he fell off, then the get is not valid. Fact, Gemara, the Mishnah seems to say if a healthy person doesn't say give it, the get is possible. Then the Mishnah brings a story where it says it's valid. Gemara says the Mishnah is missing words and should say if the husband's intentions later became clear, the get will be valid, as can be seen from the story. Fact, Gemara, a person went into a shul and found a teacher there with his son and a third person. The person told these three people, "Two of you write a get for my wife." The teacher then died before the get was given over. Do we say that the person has in mind even to appoint the son of the person who he's talking to as a shliach, even though the father's there also? And therefore, since the father's no longer around, the son and the third person should act as a shluchim? Or do we say that he only had in mind that the father and the third person should be the shluchim, and now that the father is no longer around and there are no longer two shluchim available, it can't be given over? So Rav Nachman said a person would not appoint a son when the father is there. Rav Papi said a person would do so, and Rav Apasim like Rav Papi. Zok the Mishnah: if a man tells two people, "Give a get to my wife," or he tells three people, "Write a get and give it to my wife," these people must write a get and give it to his wife. If there were three people and he told them, "Give a get to my wife," they may have others write a get and deliver it because they were appointed as a bezin to get this process done. This is what Rav Meir says in his halacha that was said by Rav Chanina of Oinoi after he learned it in prison, meaning from Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi said, "We told Rabbi Chanina, we have a Kabbalah that even if a person told the great Sanhedrin in Shulayim, 'Give a get to my wife,' they have to learn how to write. Then they have to write the get, and then they can deliver it, and they can't have other people write it for them." Zok the Mishnah: if a man tells 10 people, "Write a get and give it to my wife," one of them have to write it, two of them have to sign it, and then everything's good. However, he said, "All of you write a get and give it to my wife," one of them must write it, and all 10 of them must sign it. Therefore, if one of them died, the get becomes bottled. Zok the Gemara: Rabbi Yirmi Rababa said, the yeshiva of Rav Sender Shmuel, if a man tells two people to write and deliver a get, and these two people then have a soifer write the get, but they sign the get and deliver it, is the get valid, or they actually have to write the get as well? Shmuel answered, this woman should have to leave her husband, but this question requires further thought. Why? What does it mean that the matter requires further thought? If you say it's because the husband's instruction is mere words and Shmuel was uncertain whether words can be transferred to another, that can't be, because we find Shmuel was... Shmuel says the name of Rebbe that they pass him like Rabbi Yossi, who says that words cannot be transferred. Rather, Shmuel was uncertain whether the instruction of write a get means that they should sign it or that they must actually write it. Fact number, we can answer from a Mishnah which says that the instruction to write a get means that they themselves have to write it. Mar says he's equally as uncertain regarding the Mishnah whether it means they have to sign it or the get actually has to be written by them. Fact number, it's clear that the Mishnah must mean that they write the actual get, because the Mishnah then said that Rabbi Yossi said even the great Sanhedrin have to learn to write if they are appointed. Now clearly the members of Sanhedrin know how to sign their own name, so when it says that they have to learn to write, it has to be referring to writing the actual get. The Gemara says no. Maybe that we're referring to newly appointed judges who don't even yet know how to sign their name, and that's why that's what may be referred to in the Mishnah. If the statement write the get means to sign the get, which means that they may ask someone else to write the get, that's problematic, because we said before that Shmuel paskens that words may not be transferred. How can they ask someone else to write the get? And for the Gemara, if you say that the statement write the get refers to signing the get, then it's as if the husband specifically told them to find someone to actually write the get, and in that case even Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi would say that it may be done. For the Gemara, how can we say that Rabbi Yossi would agree in this case that they may have someone else write the get? The Mishnah says if a soifer wrote the get and a witness has signed it, it's valid. Rabbi Yehuda explained this means that if the soifer wrote and signed and another witness signed, the get's valid. Rav Chisda said that Mishnah must follow Rabbi Yossi, who says that words cannot be transferred to a shliach, and the husband must have directly asked the soifer to write the get, because if he asks others who may then appoint the soifer, they will ultimately allow the soifer to sign so as not to embarrass him. Since the husband never asked the soifer to sign, the get would be possible. Therefore, to prevent this from happening, the Rabbanu would have to institute that a soifer may not be a signer on the get. Since this was not instituted, it must be that we're not concerned for the situation, because the soifer can't write the get without being specifically told by the husband to do so. Now, if Rabbi Yossi agrees in a case where the husband tells them that they can appoint a Sofer, this concern would still be a concern. From the fact that it's not a concern, must be Rabbi Yossi does not allow the witnesses to appoint a Sofer, even if the husband told them specifically that they should do so. And for the Gemara, since we have learned that although if the husband gives such an instruction, the get is valid, still such a thing should not be done, this situation will be very, very uncommon. And that's why the Rabbanan didn't have to be geizer for this case. In fact, that's an answer if you hold that this type of instruction is not supposed to be done. However, if you hold that it may be done, how will we address this concern? And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi really holds that the witnesses may never appoint someone else to write the get, whether they were not given explicit permission to do so, or even if they were. Shmuel agrees with Rabbi Yossi only in the case where the husband did not give them permission to do so, but argues in the case where the husband did give permission to do so.